Welcome to the Westview Church Podcast. Our vision at Westview is creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. And we're thankful that today you've created space in your day to study God's Word together with us. If you'd like more information about Westview Church, find us on the web at www.westview.org. Our passage is going to be from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 28. So you have to go to the very first book of the New Testament, but go to the very end of that book, to the very last chapter. Matthew 28. We're going to start in verse 1. We'll go a little ways, and then we'll jump ahead to verse 16. So Matthew chapter 28. We'll start in verse 1, and then a little bit later, verse 16. Before we study and read God's word, would you please join me in prayer? God, this is such a holy day. We are so grateful this day for the truth about which we just sang, that he is not dead. He is alive. We are grateful for the good news of Easter morning. And God, as we spend a few moments together today studying the resurrection, and studying this passage out of the book of Matthew, we pray that your Holy Spirit would be moving and active in and amongst us, guiding and guarding every word that is said and every word that is heard. We pray that we can boldly proclaim once again this good news, and that we can go forth and live according to its truth. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Listen with me to these words from the book that we love. After the Sabbath, at dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel from heaven came down and, going to the tomb, rolled the stone away from the entrance of the tomb and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has been raised from the dead and going on ahead of you to Galilee. There they will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. The women came to him and clasped his feet and worshiped him. Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers that I'm going to Galilee. There they will see me." The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the end of the age." Amen. In the season of Lent here at Westview, we have said over and over again, and you see it displayed here on our back wall, we have been on a journey of following the way of Jesus. And as we went on this way with Jesus, we studied a number of scripture passages to see what he was doing and to hear what he was teaching and to observe the examples that he was setting. We wanted to know what the way of Jesus was as we followed him on the way to the cross. But our purpose was so much more than just following the way of Jesus. We wanted to understand the way of Jesus. We wanted to, as followers of Jesus Christ, we wanted to know his way so that we could apply it to our own lives. We said throughout the season of Lent that we want the way of Jesus to be our way. And friends, today on this Easter morning, that quest, that desire, that continues. If you notice now, the road continues on beyond the cross to an empty tomb, where the good news of this Easter morning is this: the way of Jesus is life. The way of Jesus is life. And what that means for us then today is that where the way of Jesus is life on this Easter morning, it declares for us that where there was once death, the grave has been defeated. What this means for us is that the way of Jesus is life on this Easter morning. It means that where there was once bondage, those chains have been broken. The way of Jesus as life on this Easter morning means that where there was once punishment, there is now forgiveness. Where there was once captivity, there is now freedom. Where there was once sorrow, there is now celebration. Where there was once ending, there is now eternity. And this is all because of the death-defeating and life-establishing, glorious and powerful, eternity-shaping resurrection of Jesus Christ. Friends, today we proclaim that the way of Jesus is life. And that's what you and I and the whole world celebrates this morning. Jesus who was crucified, Jesus who was dead on the cross, Jesus who was buried in the tomb, Jesus is no longer lying in that tomb, but the place where his body lay once was and now is forever empty. The angel declares those eternity-shaping words: he is not here, he has risen, Jesus is alive. The way of Jesus is life. And this life that is the way of Jesus, friends, this is what we cling to. In a world that continues to shake and in a world that continues to tremble, it's the life of Jesus. It's his resurrection from the dead. It's the gift of sins forgiven. It's the offering of life eternal. That is where we find our hope. That is the firm foundation of our life. That is where we place our faith. This is where we have trust. This is good news for us, friends. Our good news today is the life and the death, and now today, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this is good news for us because the way of life that is Jesus can become the way to life for us. When we receive the life that is found in Jesus this day, when we believe in the life of Jesus that we just sang about so great, when we claim this life of Jesus for ourselves, then there is abundant life, there is joy, there is hope, there is rest, there is peace today. And when we claim this life of Jesus, there is eternal life, living forever in the glories of heaven in the presence of God. There is life for you, and there is life for me, and there is life for all who put their hope in the good news this morning. The way of life this morning in the way of Jesus means that there is a way of life for you and for me, a way to life. And friends, that is good news. That is the foundation of our faith. That is where we can put our hope, and that is where we can put our trust and our peace and our rest. And to this morning, we say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. The way of Jesus is life. The way of Jesus is life. And I tell you what, friends, I personally could just stay here in this moment for the rest of the morning. I could just stay here and just bask in the glow of resurrection good news. You too? But we have to look at another part of this passage as well. There's another part of this passage that Jesus calls us to today. Another part of this passage that invites us to consider again the way of Jesus. Another part of this passage that is intimately related and that we cannot miss. Because in the midst of this resurrection good news that you and I celebrate this morning, there's a command. A command that's given not once, not twice, but three times. Matthew sets the stage for us by telling us the resurrection story. He tells us that after the Sabbath day, at dawn, first day of the week, Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary go to look at the tomb. And remember, when we read those words, we know how the story's going to end. We know what they're going to find. They do not yet realize this. They're going to a tomb where they imagine that they're going to come and give a proper burial, proper anointing of the body of Jesus. And so they head out early on that Sunday morning to the tomb. In the last images of their mind, was they watched Joseph of Arimathea take the body of Jesus down off the cross and place it in a tomb and go away. And the last images they saw were these soldiers of Pilate who came and sealed the stone to the entrance of the tomb. And yet they come to the tomb and they come to look. And as they come to look, there is a violent shaking of the earth. It says, an angel of the Lord comes down from heaven, his appearance like lightning, his clothes as white as snow, and his arrival and his appearance and his rolling back the stone causes the guards to become paralyzed. And his initial message to those women that morning is the heartbeat of our faith. He says, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. And friends, would you do something for me? I know we just talked about that part of the passage. I know we just claimed that Jesus is alive. I know we just named that for several minutes. But can you do something for me? Every time you ever hear those words, every time you ever read those words, every time you sing those words, every time those words come across a devotional, when you read those words and hear this good news that Jesus Christ is risen and he is risen indeed, do not pass them by. Take just even a moment to recognize and grasp how important those words are. Can you do that for me? The angel says to the women, he is not here, he has risen, just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. And what I find so interesting in this passage is the angel does not give the women much time to process. Right? Like, come and see the place where he lay. And then in the next breath, then go quickly and tell the disciples that he's risen from the dead. And he's going on ahead of you to Galilee. The angel says, come and look. Now go quickly and tell. Don't just go and go from one place to the next. Be quick about it. Right? Go quickly. Go rapidly. Go swiftly. Be on your way. Do it right now, right away. The angel urges, the angel orders the women to go and tell the disciples resurrection news. Jesus is raised from the dead. He's going on ahead of you to Galilee. Go quickly and tell. Command number one. And the women do as they are told. Their hearts are filled with resurrection hope. Their lips prepared to speak resurrection news. And they go, it says. They hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. And of all things, what happens to them? Jesus shows up. And he's like, hi. I mean, does anybody else read that? It's like, Jesus says, greetings. And I'm like, hi, that's great, right? I wish in that moment we had like a smartphone, right, where we could snap a picture of Mary Magdalene and Mary's face and we could post it on Instagram and be like, this is my just heard the resurrection news and now resurrected Jesus is standing before me face, right? I mean, what do you think they were like? And Jesus is like, hi. And I love that even in their amazement, even as Jesus says hi to them, I love that natural instinct takes over. Because what do? Yeah, they worship, didn't they? They were drawn to him. They grab his feet and they worship him. And I love how Matthew just slips in there so carefully. He gives proof for the bodily resurrection, does he not? They clasped his feet. They worship him. And as they worship, Jesus gives them a command, very similar to the command the angel gave. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. Go, same thing, depart. Be on your way with the news that will change all of eternity. Tell them I'm alive. Tell them that you've seen me. Tell them that you've grabbed my feet. Tell them that you've worshipped me. Go and tell my brothers. Get them to Galilee. Tell them to go to the place where it all began. Tell them to go to the place where it'll all begin again for them. Go and tell. Command number two. Now, Matthew does not give us the details, but apparently the message was delivered and the message was received. Verse 16 tells us that the 11 disciples, they make their way to Galilee. They make their way to the place where their following of Jesus, his way, had begun. And they go to the place where they're living the way of Jesus will begin. When the disciples see the resurrected Jesus, their reaction is the same as the women. What do? It says they worshiped. But it also says some doubted. Does that bother anybody else? Does that feel out of place? It says they worshiped him and some doubted. For the longest time, I was bothered by that phrase. And then one time in seminary for chapel, I had to preach on the last verses of Matthew 28. I mean, this is in front of my peers. This is in front of my professors. And it's like, okay, I need to hit the grindstone on this one. I need to know what this is about. And so I studied this passage inside and out. And I looked at that word because I was so bothered by what's going on there. And I found that the Greek word there for doubted only shows up one other time in the whole New Testament. And it's actually also in the book of Matthew. It's in Matthew 14 where Peter and Jesus are walking on water. And it shows up in the moment where the wind and the waves catch Peter's attention, and it says that he becomes afraid and he begins to sink. But that word does not mean fear. The word is more like disbelief, but not in the sense that you don't believe or that you lack faith. The word means disbelief. It means to doubt in our passage. It's more of the feeling of, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is happening. This is more about astonishment and amazement. It's the pinch me so I know I'm not dreaming sort of belief. And so some disciples, they see Jesus and they go up immediately and worship him. And some disciples are taken aback and they are awestruck and they're like, oh, I can't believe it. And regardless of the reaction of the disciples, Jesus has something to say to these disciples who have shown up. Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Jesus is Lord over all, over heaven and of earth, over the living and the dead. He reigns over it all. And Jesus, who has authority, Jesus, who has power, Jesus gives this command to those 11 disciples in Galilee. He says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Again, go, depart from this place, from the place where your journey of following me began. I need you to go from Galilee to all nations, to all peoples, to every tribe, to every language. Go and make disciples. Go and share the good news of life and death and resurrection. Go and share the good news of sins forgiven and death defeated and hope established and life eternal and peace everlasting. Go. Go and share my way, share my commands, share my teachings, share my actions, share my examples, share everything that encompasses me, and go and share my way so that my way can become the way of one and all. Go and make disciples. Let's back up here just for a moment. Throughout this entire season of Lent, leading up to this morning, we have wanted to follow the way of Jesus. And not just follow the way, but to understand his way and to know his way. And we declare with great excitement today that the way of Jesus on Easter morning is life. He is not here. He has risen. He is no longer dead. He is alive. And the way of life of Jesus means there is a way to life for you and for me. We put our hope in that, our trust, our faith, our belief. His way of life is our way to life. And we find in this passage so clearly that the way of Jesus is to go. Three times over, the command is the same. Go quickly and tell. Go and tell. Go and make disciples. Go, go, go. Go and share the message we celebrate Easter morning. Go and tell what happened at the tomb. Go and share this good news of life. Go and make disciples whose way then is the way of Jesus. Go, go. Because this message was never meant to be kept in the place where it was first shared. Look at our scripture again this morning. The message of Jesus Christ risen from the dead was never meant to stay at the tomb, was it? The tomb is what? A tomb is what? A tomb is a place of death. A tomb is a place of ending. A tomb is a place of brokenness. But the angel says to those women, get out of here. Go with this message. Go quickly, because the good news today is about life, not death. The good news today is about new beginnings, not endings. The good news today is about wholeness, not brokenness. And so go quickly and tell, the angel says. And in the very much the same way, the message of resurrection is never meant to stay in worship. As I look at this passage, and as we look at all of the Holy Week, and especially the last 48, 72 hours of Mary Magdalene and Mary and the disciples and all they experienced, when I think about that and I consider that, I get it. If I'm Mary Magdalene and I'm the other Mary and Jesus shows up, I totally can get that all they want to do is be with Jesus and hang on to Jesus and worship Jesus after all they've been through. I get that. I was just talking with one of my kids yesterday afternoon, and we were talking about this morning, and they said, I love Easter morning worship. And I said, I do too. Do you love Easter morning worship as well? I mean, there's a buzz in the air. The praise team's cranking on those resurrection songs, and we sing with such great gusto, and this room is filled with voices and praise and thanks to God for the good news of resurrection, right? There's our faces are filled with joy, and there's our fellowship is all the sweeter. I mean, there is nothing quite like Easter morning worship. But Jesus says to those women as they clasp his feet, I need you to go. I need you to go and tell my brothers this good news. Friends, in the same way, the message of Jesus Christ that we so heartily sang about and we so heartily celebrate today, that message is never meant to be confined within these walls or within this hour. Jesus himself tells Mary, he tells the two Marys, he tells all of us, go and tell. And neither was the message meant to remain in Galilee. Galilee is the place where it all began for the disciples. Galilee is the place where they are most comfortable. Galilee is home for many of the disciples and a second home for the rest of them. Galilee is where they spent 3 years following the way of Jesus, as most of Jesus' ministry is happening in that area. You know, they've been in Jerusalem for the last week. Jerusalem's the city. Jerusalem is outside the comfort zone. Even the other places that they would go, to the Decapolis or to other Gentile areas, this was outside of their comfort zone. And places where Jesus would go, this was not Galilee. This was not comfort for them. But the message of Easter morning is not to remain in Galilee, is it? And not even in Jerusalem, the city, and not even in the Gentile areas outside. But Jesus says to go and make disciples where? To all nations, anywhere, and to anyone, wherever you are led, wherever you go, the message of resurrection news is to go. And that's true for those disciples, and friends, that's true for you and me as well today. That wherever God sends us, wherever God has planted us, wherever God is leading us, wherever God is calling us to go, and whether that is into our neighborhoods or into our office spaces or into our cubicles or into our classroom, to the team, whether that is to in a small group or a youth group or a discovery hour, or whether that's on a mission trip around the world, anywhere and everywhere God sends us to go, we are to carry the good news of resurrecting Jesus to share with one and to all. And like those disciples, it might be out of our comfort zone. But the way of resurrected Jesus is to go. The message cannot, must not stay here. And so we go. At the beginning of every year, we have new elders and new deacons that come on to our lay leadership. And so what we do often in the early part of January here at Westview is we have what we call a governance retreat. So our elders, our deacons, our governing board, we all come together for a retreat. And the purpose of that retreat is not about strategic planning. It's not about, you know figuring out some really important tasks to do. The purpose of the retreat is all about connection. It's all about getting to know one another, to talk about maybe some of the things coming up this year, but really how we want to do our work together as the separate boards. And it's a time for a conversation. It's a time to get to know one another. It's a time for prayer. And this past year, I was reflecting in preparation for this retreat in early January. I was just reflecting on the last, couple of years, and as so much has shaken and so much has trembled and so much has gone on. And I was just thinking about how for many different reasons it has been easy for us to perhaps get distracted from our call as the body of Christ. And with all the stuff going on and all the world, how maybe it has been easy for us to be reactive to the things and how they can take our focus off the main thing that we are to be about. And so at that retreat, I just read one verse for those leaders. And I read it from 1 Timothy, where it says this: "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." And I simply name that when we strip away all the other stuff of life, and even when we strip away all the ministries and all the things we have to do and all the tasks and all the programs, and I said, this is the foundation of what we are to be about. This message of Jesus Christ who came, Jesus Christ who died, Jesus Christ who rose again to save us, to save you and me. This is to be our way. And my challenge to our leadership was that if at the end of the day we are not doing this, if this is not what we are about, to share the message of Jesus Christ who came to save us, then what are we doing? And I want to extend that challenge to all of us today. I am so grateful for this time that we get to spend together in Easter worship. I'm so grateful and thankful for the way of Jesus that is life, and that that can mean life for you and for me. And my prayer is that every single one of us here and online this morning, that we know this life, we have this life that is found in Jesus Christ. Yet what we also see in this resurrection passage is that the way of Jesus is to go. Three times the command is clear. Go quickly and tell. Go and tell. Go with the message of life and death and resurrection and make disciples. Friends, this is the way of Jesus on this Easter morning. May his way be our way. May this be our most important work. For Westview, the good news of Easter is that Jesus Christ, who is crucified, is no longer dead. He is alive. He is risen so that we too can have life. Hallelujah. Now go and tell. Amen. Let's pray together. Loving God, today we just stand in awe of your great love for us. We rejoice in the good news of this morning. We rejoice that Jesus Christ, who was crucified, is no longer lying in that tomb, that even this morning that tomb is still empty. He has risen. He is alive. And God, we celebrate so much today that your work of love means that in his life there is a life, an abundant life, an eternal life for all who believe. This is your incredible gift that you offer to us out of your love for us. God, you have made the way for us, your children, to receive this gift of life, to have the assurance of everlasting and eternal peace with you in the glories of heaven. We just thank you, God. We give you all of our praise, all of our glory and honor to you for your great plan of salvation that leads us from a cross to an empty tomb. Your plan of salvation that leads us from despair to hope. From sinner to saint. From death to life. And God, as we are now filled with the message of resurrected Jesus, we now hear this call to go and to share this message. To tell what we celebrate today. To let anyone and everyone know that there is hope and there is joy, there is peace for us today, that there is this way that can become our way, the way and the truth and the life, this good news that is found in a death that brings forgiveness of sins and a resurrection that offers eternal joy. Lord, may your Spirit fill us now to boldly proclaim resurrection hope today and always. God, in a world that is still so often trembles and so often still shakes, in a life in which there are indeed many, many distractions, we are grateful for today. Today we remember that love's redeeming work is done and is done for us. We celebrate your power in overcoming the grave. And we pray that we might radiate the hope that is found in the life of Jesus Christ. May it be true, we pray in the name of our risen Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Westview Church Podcast. We hope that you are blessed as we studied Scripture together today. We'd love to invite you to our worship service at Westview Church, which takes place at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. May God richly bless your day.